B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
I'm going to lead with a follow-up story for you. This is from a little while back, but a former priest and two women accused of having sex on a church altar have been charged with institutional vandalism.
I remember this story, and it occurred to me at that time that he's not a very good priest.
Right. District Attorney Warren Montgomery says 37-year-old Travis Clark, 41-year-old Mindy Dixon, and 28-year-old Melissa Chang were charged. Documents claim that Clark was caught videotaping himself having sex with two dominatrices on the altar of Pearl River Church in Louisiana.
Wow, I like these candles.
Clark, Chang, and Dixon were originally arrested for obscenity because their sex acts had been visible from the street. However, prosecutors ultimately charged the trio with a lesser count of institutional vandalism. Archbishop Gregory Amond announced that Clark had been working in St. Tammany Parish and had been removed from the ministry. Amond said that his desecration of the altar in church was demonic. I am infuriated by his actions. When the details became clear, we had the altar removed and burned, by the way.
Well, we're looking at the mugshots. Each one of these people is just completely messed up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A man accused of threatening others with a chainsaw at a Raleigh hotel is in custody. Police have arrested Jacob Vandenberg in connection with the incident.
We need to get rid of that chainsaw greeter.
Police surrounded the Red Roof Inn after responding to a disturbance call on Saturday night. The man threatened several people, but no one was hurt. Police said the man used a chainsaw to menace victims. The man in question eventually left the hotel in what appeared to be a dark-colored sedan. Security footage captured a glimpse of the man, who was wearing a dark green baseball cap, long white coat, dark jeans, and white shoes. The motives surrounding the man's actions were not known. Police confirmed a chainsaw was stolen from an area Lowe's Home Improvement store, and that storefront is boarded up as a result of that break-in.
Now, was the chainsaw running at the time, or was he just simply threatening to use
it? I don't know. I assumed it was running. Vandenberg is charged with second-degree kidnapping, assault with a deadly weapon, larceny of a firearm, and disorderly conduct as well. With 30 compressions and two rescue breaths, 16-year-old Toriel Norwood saved her best friend's life, and it was just a day after completing a basic life support class at her high school.
Wow.
Yeah. She said, I never would have thought that I would be the one out of all the students in my class to have to perform it on someone. Norwood was driving three friends home in St. Petersburg when another car slammed into her from the left and sent the car careening. She said, we crashed in someone's yard. I hit a tree. The impact jammed shut the driver's side door, so she had to climb out the front window. Two of her friends managed to get out of the car unharmed, but the collision had caused her 16-year-old friend, Azaria Simmons, to hit her head on the backseat window. She said, when I turned around, I didn't see Azaria running with us, so I had to run back to the car as fast as I can. She was just sitting there unresponsive, and that's when the training that Norwood had just learned kicked in. She said, a lot of people started to gather around to see what was happening, and I started yelling, back up. She needs space. She pulled Simmons out of the back seat, avoiding broken glass from the window. She said, that's when I checked her pulse on her neck. I put my head against her chest, and I didn't really hear anything.
Oh, man.
So that's when I started doing CPR on her. And after the 30 compressions and two rescue breaths, Simmons regained consciousness. Paramedics quickly arrived and rushed her to the hospital, where she received stitches for a gash in her forehead. Norwood, who's a junior, participates in the school's Athletic Lifestyle Management Academy. Program prepares students for various careers in health science, and one of those skills learned is CPR.
Pretty it's good cool. to know it, yeah.
Police officer in Harrisonburg, Virginia, was stable after having accidentally been shot during an attempt to stop a loose cow. So officers were responding to an animal complaint Saturday night after a cow escaped a stockyard earlier in the day.
This could have been an utter catastrophe.
Thank you!
The cow...
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Love you. Good night.
...was found near a 7-Eleven a short time after the call. Officers intervened after ranchers were able to capture and contain the cow. An officer was struck by a bullet in the lower body and transferred to a medical center for non-life-threatening injury. Now, the department is investigating whether the officer was shot by a fellow officer or by someone else trying to stop the cow.
So they're trying to round up the cow with a gun?
I guess at some point somebody took a shot.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
He's by the 7-Eleven. Shoot now.
And then the sad part of this, because injuries were sustained during the attempt to wrangle the animal, they had to euthanize the
cow.
Oh, man.
It wasn't the cow's fault.
It was like the cow was packing heat.
Somebody was trigger happy.
It's going to get bloody, Ron.
Yeah.
All right. The Chesapeake Bay blue crab. We're all familiar with it.
Yes, absolutely.
It's common around here, right? Well, it's just turned up in Irish waters for the first time ever. And wildlife experts there say its presence could pose a serious threat to native marine life.
You don't need your kind around here.
Blue crabs are an invasive species in Europe.
Like, are they?
Like snakeheads or blue catfish are here.
Huh.
Marine scientists consider them a large and aggressive crab species, highly effective at reproducing.
How did they get over there?
So Ruth McManus spotted a dead blue crab.
Dear God, what is that? I've never seen a crab that huge.
Ruth McManus spotted the dead blue crab washed up among seaweed.
Let me take a look at that. That's a blue crab you've got there.
On Dollymount Strand.
Is that from Dollymount Strand?
In Dublin.
In Dublin.
She's never seen anything like it before.
You've probably never seen anything like that before.
And so she sent a photo to Dave Wall.
Dave Wall, he's the man you want to contact.
At the National Biodiversity
Data
Center.
He's over there at the National Bio Institute of Devonshire.
Wall confirmed the species. A blue crab claw was also found on Dollymount Strand around the same time.
Dear busybody, it's a blue crabby thingy.
He said that it may be from the same crab. Certainly Irish biologists hope that there aren't more than one.
Quick question. So they're not invasive here, but they become invasive in that environment.
They're indigenous here.
Right.
So, yeah. So a breeding population of blue crabs began to establish in the Mediterranean Sea around 2012. How did they get there? It's likely they arrived via ballast waters from a ship traveling from America. There are now blue crab fisheries established on the Mediterranean, some of which import the crab to Europe. But it also took out a lot of
native
indigenous wildlife and so on in the process. So they
killed all
the
zebras.
Want that to happen here. The invasive blue crab had a major impact on marine ecosystems in the Mediterranean, wiping out native shellfish species and fouling and damaged fishing nets. So
they sit down at the beach today. I didn't see one zebra.
They don't want that to happen in Ireland now. So they're keeping an eye on it. And there you go. That is what I have in the bizarre file.
It's interesting how precarious certain ecosystems can be.
Very much so.
You introduce something, and we know it can go totally out of whack with the introduction of an insect.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how it works.
That's why they have all of the, you know, laws in effect to keep you from bringing outside stuff, you know, whether it be, you know, plants or animals.
Or 200 parakeets glued to your nutsack.
It can be a problem and painful.
93.3 WMMR Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Police in Southern California are investigating whether a suspected drug dealer was using a drone to deliver heroin to customers.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't they?
John Piani was arrested on Friday as narcotics detectives were investigating possible heroin and methamphetamine sales in the city. At the time of the arrest, Piani was operating a drone, police said. When detectives recovered the remote-controlled aerial device, they found suspected heroin attached to it.
That's great.
Police,
could you come outside, please? Your heroin drone has arrived.
Police continued to investigate the drone's usage, and it wasn't known whether Piani has an attorney or not. He could face charges, including felony possessing drugs for sale.
So if they get high-tech like Amazon, will they take a picture of where they dropped the heroin off at your house?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Prove? Dude, we left it. After transporting a Florida woman to jail following her arrest on DUI charges at a McDonald's drive-thru, cops discovered that she had an 8-pack of vodka stuffed in her bra.
Wow, what?
Yeah, they were the small bottles.
Oh.
Responding to a 911 call, but eight, that's still a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Responding to a 911 call about a drunk female that was driving all over the drive-through, police Monday found Brandy Stanley behind the wheel of a Pontiac SUV idling outside of McDonald's.
I can't wait to try that new chicken sandwich.
Stanley, who had been eating in the vehicle, smelled of alcohol, had glassy eyes, and her face was flushed. Additionally, when Stanley exited her car at the cop's request, she swayed from side to side.
Come on, do it in locomotion.
After refusing to perform field sobriety tests, Stanley was handcuffed and placed in the rear of a police car. En route to jail, Stanley reportedly uttered, "Just take me home. Let's forget this."
Yeah. Oh.
"And I'm so stupid, I should know better." Upon arriving at the county lockup, Stanley continued to yell and scream at cops, resulting in several deputies assisting to removed the defendant from the vehicle. It was only after Stanley was extracted from the cruiser that police located an 8-pack of Deep Eddy vodka under her bra.
I know you were wondering why I had 16 nipples.
One bottle was missing from the pack. While court filings do not indicate the size of the individual vodka bottles, physics dictates that they were the 50 milliliter nips, the shot size serving associated with airplane imbibing. Stanley was charged with a pair of misdemeanor DUI counts.
Didn't we do a contest one time where we had to, how much could you hold in your bra or your cleavage or whatever? It was astonishing what could be,
And it was McDonald's as well. I believe we had, like, Big Macs and stuff like that. Yeah,
yeah, wasn't it Blacklist Nakim that won?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. The mobile home.
A worker has been taken to the hospital with severe injuries after his arm got caught in a machine at a pasta factory.
I know you and I share the same fear of large factory machines, Preston.
Yes.
And this is stories like this help solidify that.
Yeah, these industrial accidents freak me out. Police, fire crews, and environmental officials were called to Carla's Pasta at around 3:30 a.m.
You can taste the arms.
After a worker there got his arm up to the elbow, stuck on in a rolling machine, and it took authorities 2.5 hours to free him.
Oh.
Carla's Pasta is a family-owned business and makes filled frozen pastas. It rotated, apparently, around his arm, rotated around kind of a spin device inside the machine that's used to make pasta. He said the police fire chief said it took us about 3 hours to work to get him out.
Pasta's so good, you're going to want to rip your arm off.
Mutual aid was requested from other local fire departments in order to assist in freeing the employee from the machine. And the whole time, the man was alert and talking to authorities. The chief said he was actually speaking to us the whole time, and he was very helpful a few times trying to remove him and get him unstuck.
Jeez.
He was able to tell what was stuck, how his arm was stuck, and what we could possibly do to get him out of there. The victim was extricated from the machine just after several hours of being trapped, taken to a hospital via a helicopter with severe injuries. They were careful about the removing process. They didn't want to cause even more damage, and they exhausted all of their own cutting devices. Nothing would work. The chief said it was a food-grade stainless steel device, so it was very difficult to cut. They ended up having to get a local business that came by with tools that were able to assist in the fire department. Once a man was removed, they administered first aid to him. He was flown to the hospital, had significant injuries to his right arm, right forearm, some facial injuries, and some upper chest injuries. Wow.
You remember the Cake Boss accident where he got his hand stuck in a ball return at a bowling alley in his own house?
That's right. All right, and then one last story, and we will end it with this one. Along with drunken collegians rampaging across Florida this weekend, a couple in their 40s allegedly engaged in an illicit spring break encounter that ended up with their arrests for lewd behavior in public. Grant Mulder and Lauren Baugh were spotted Saturday afternoon trysting in Largo Central Park. Now, cops say, were spotted near a Veterans Memorial inside the 70-acre park. A Largo Police Department officer witnessed Baugh, quote, lying on her back with her legs spread apart and her vulva exposed as her boyfriend and co-defendant performed on her, meaning orally.
Okay.
Mulder and Baugh, the patrolman reported, were visible to park patrons as well as pedestrians and motorists passing by a highly trafficked roadway.
What are you looking at?
Adjacent to the park, the affidavit states that there was an indication of alcohol influence.
Wow, this one's big.
With regard to both defendants, Mulder, who is known as Buddha, and Baugh were arrested and booked into the county lockup on misdemeanor counts. Mulder was charged with lewd and lascivious behavior. Baugh was facing an exposure of sexual organs wrap. Baugh has previously been convicted on burglary, theft, trespassing, and possession of an open container. Mulder has an extensive rap sheet that includes convictions of aggravated assault, grand theft, battery, disorderly intoxication, marijuana possession, burglary, and multiple DUI counts. Mulder has served four separate state prison terms.
Sure, there's all that, but Preston, they still have the passion.
And they have
love. They still have the love.
And that is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.